Hey, my friends. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I'm making an absolute mess out of myself. Somebody's taking the scooper out of the fifth food can.
Oh, God.
And there's no scooper in here.
That would be me.
That would be you.
I'll look for it in a second.
Yeah, man. Well, now I'm...
Hang on, I'm going to go look for it.
You go look for it. All right, he'll be back. Anyways, sometimes they get pulled out, and, you know, we actually probably need to carry some backups on there if people need them. Normally, we have more of them on there. But if you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us at Team Health Masters. Well, I'm over here trying to not make a mess in the studio. Said, you got a scooper. Where's this scooper at? I need it. We have a scooper on the way. Since the issue you run into is the lid is it's a pretty big opening, but there's no scooper in there.
I've got the scooper. I just gave it to you.
What happens is you're trying to pour it out from a larger lid to a smaller lid. You can do it. It's just really easy to make a mess. And so that's what. Thank you for the scooper.
You're welcome, Austin. I mean, it's okay. I am. You know, there was. You know.
Don't cut my screen up. Anyways, my friends, hope you guys are doing a fantastic day today. And also, you guys voted and it won. The Purple Sticks product of the week. Surprise,
wow,
surprise.
Wow.
That is always a staple product. Well,
that's because of yesterday's show. Yeah. I got all geeked up on it.
I think it's because everybody just loves trying the product. Everybody sees what
it
does.
It is a great product.
It is a great product. It's on sale for over 15% off, which is cheaper than the case slots. So be sure if you want to stock up on that, stock up on that. And how are you doing this morning, bud?
You know, if it was any better, I'd have to charge admission. Now, I want to talk about gun safety for a second. This is important.
Like gun safety.
No, this is important. I mean, years ago, I had an accidental discharge with a .22 long rifle. I think you were with me.
I was.
We were out in Orange Grove, and now we're supposed to be in the Orange Grove. That was, like, way past
Orange Grove don't exist anymore.
They don't exist anymore.
Sadly.
And so I'm going to say something about accidental discharges with weapons. Pretty much everybody who's shot a lot of guns has had one of those. And, you know, it's kind of like riding a motorcycle.
You're going to eat it at one point.
Well, there's going to be a certain point you're going to think you know more than you know, and you're going to go into a corner too fast, and you're going to lose the bike.
Or you're going to hit sand.
Or you hit sand or ice or whatever. And I've done that before on a motorcycle. And it doesn't really happen until you get to the point where you start getting a little bit cocky.
Exactly right. Because when you're real green on it, you're so careful, everything is real tight. And then you start getting a little, I get this corner faster. I can get this corner faster again. I can get this corner even faster. I'm a dragon knee on this.
No, I remember one time I was up at FSU where there's an S curve right there by Tully Gym. And it was in February, and like a long time ago in the galaxy far, far away. And it was pretty cold. And I was wearing my leather Harley jacket, which I still have, and which fits still, by the way.
That will save your skin, by the way, too.
And it will save your skin. Real thick leather. And I had a pair of jeans on. And I was going around the S curve, and I was leaning into it. There was a girl walking on the sidewalk. I was showing off a little bit. I was being cool, and that's terrible to admit this, isn't it? And this is BC days before I got saved. Not that I wouldn't show off a little bit anyhow, but I'm just saying, okay? And all of a sudden, I look up, and there's a doggone mail cart. And for a mail cart, it's like a three-wheel golf cart, mail cart back they had in Tallahassee back then, right in the road. And I'm on an S-curve leaning.
You know, the problem is the post office trucks. It's not a problem. They can park anywhere they want.
They broke down.
But they can park there if they want to.
Oh, I know. And I went underneath it.
Yeah.
And my bike slid because I had to tap the brake. And you can't tap the brake when you're leaning. You're going to go down.
No, either was way.
So I slid underneath the doggone mail cart. And I'm standing there. I was all beefed up. I was all jacked up. I was huge. I was just, you know.
And he's got a nice adrenaline.
I just won Mr. Tallahassee lesson a year before that. So it's a Honda 750, and I grabbed it by the handlebars. A horn got stuck under the doggone bumper of the mail truck. So not only did I make a spectacle of myself, the horn's blowing.
Just,
so I grabbed the front forks with one hand, yanked the thing out, horn stopped blowing. I thought to myself, this is great. Broke the windshield, everything else. I thought, this is perfect. Now, the good news is I got a pretty good scratch on my left knee. And the jacket saved me.
Oh yeah!
And the full face Bell helmet saved my head as I bounced on the asphalt. And I'm saying this to you not to give you any kind of indication of how I ride motorcycles, but when you get to a point with a gun, when you start getting real comfortable with it, don't get sloppy and keep your finger off the trigger.
That's a fact.
Because I've had accidental discharges before with weapons, and I tell you what, we were at the range a few years ago. Some guy was cleaning his 9mm, accidental discharge, shot his thumb.
Yeah.
blood everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so be really, really careful, especially if you're carrying a Glock and you're keeping it chambered. That's really dangerous, by the way. And just make sure you don't blow off body parts. And you know what I'm talking about, guys, if it's your dude.
Especially
if you
carry an appendix. It's always a little hesitant when I carry appendix like that.
Speaking about body parts, female basketball player investigated for harassment after refusing to play a male opponent because of his body parts, I guess.
Well, he was a tranny.
Oh, that's right. 15-year-old Tumwater high school player Frances Stout is facing harassment allegations. She's being faced with harassment allegations because she refused to play against a dude who was playing as a female.
Yep.
A teenage basketball player is under investigation for harassment. I wonder what she did to this guy. Girl, it. According to the February 17th complaint from the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism, 15-year-old Frances Stout of Tumwater High School is facing harassment allegations for calling out an opposing team for having a male player. It seems that if one disagrees with the WIAA policy in question and believes it is a violation of the female sex-based rights to be forced to engage in athletic competition with a man, they will use their power and influence to silence such dissenting viewpoints.
Yep.
Needless to say, the TSD actions outlined herein raise significant concerns about federal law violations. On February the 6th, while teams began a warm-up session, she noticed a player on the opposing team was a man. Male student was later identified by Undivided podcaster Brandy Cruz at Shelton High School and senior Andy Brooks. Then she brought her concerns to the Tumwater principal and athletic director, who confirmed that the player was a man. Accordingly, she was requested the boy either sit out or the game be canceled. However, they rejected her suggestion, citing a Washington Interscholastic Activities Association policy that allows the athletes to play on a team that aligns with their gender identity.
Yep.
You know, the thing about this,
that kid needs to be slapped. I mean, what you got a teenage boy that they're allowing for him to use an excuse, whether he's mentally disabled and defunct or if he's just straight up being a pervert and he wants to sit there and play. Why in the world would you want to play a bunch of females in basketball anyways?
Well, a lot of these guys who do this is because they can't play with the men. And they want to be able to dominate.
To go sit in the corner with a dunce hat on. Nobody wants to be around you. Just because you suck at a sport doesn't mean you're going to play women.
He's probably mentally ill.
Well, then he needs to be taken care of.
He needs to go play with other mentally ill players.
Yeah, exactly. That's this.
He needs to be put into a league with all male crannies who want to be women and let him play against those guys. And then he will be insignificant once again.
So,
am I right?
I just got a picture. It's the all-male, female-identifying league.
And if he doesn't want to do that, we can just show him the side door if he can't keep up. Yeah, we'll let him go out the door.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, and kudos. I will give kudos to this 15-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah.
For actually standing up.
Well, now she's under investigation.
Yeah, well, I hope she gets a GoFundMe page. She becomes a millionaire off of it, and they cover all her legal fees. Because this right here is repulsive to me. You got girls that are young girls that are trying to play in a sport, maybe possibly trying to go to college, maybe trying to get scholarships, and now they got to deal with playing grown men or teenage men in their sport because these guys have to be pandered to because they have a mental illness. Just doesn't float well with me. It never has.
You know, I was talking last night to a friend of mine who saw another doctor that I know, who I think he wants to be a transgender. I don't know what he is, but he's had some really bad cosmetic surgery done over the last 30 years, and he looks awful.
You gotta be careful with that stuff, man.
Woo, doggy. She saw him on a Christian TV show, and she said, man, this guy looks horrible. And, you know, and so it doesn't just happen with certain people in certain ethnic group. This is a broad spectrum thing where guys want to look like girls. Some of them get cosmetic surgery to get it done. And it's kind of weird to me because at one point in time, they were all called cross-dressers.
Right. And that's what I still call them, cross-dressers or trannies. I mean, and here's my whole thing. If you're a grown man and that's what you want to engage in, I really don't care. It doesn't bother me.
You know what my favorite cross-dressing scene was?
Scene? How many scenes have you seen of that?
One. Only one.
Okay. Shoot, let me see it. Let me hear it.
It was Crocodile Dundee. Do you remember it?
First one?
Yeah, the first one. When he basically gets introduced to this woman who's a guy, and they said, that's not a Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
That's a man. No, it's not. He walks up and grabs her by the crotch. You remember that? This is terrible. Steve talked about this on the show this morning.
I don't doubt that.
You remember that? And he goes, wow. And he goes, I didn't know. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Maybe you need to listen next time somebody says he's a dude. And that was, I laughed so hard. Now, that was about 30 years ago.
Oh, you could, when you they couldn't dare make that movie now.
No.
One article I wanted to get into today, because I had somebody actually send this.
Are we done talking about
it? Yeah, I'm switching gears on a health story. enough tranny talk. 19 side effects now that have been directly linked to weight loss drug Ozempic.
Oh, God.
And one thing that I wanted to bring up on this.
Make sure this gets posted.
I want to address this, because what we're seeing now is, I didn't think much of it till the other day, till we pulled this article up and I posted on the website, and I'm actually going to be writing an article on this, tying this into what's going on with the earth rattling study that I talked about, to discuss people that had gotten the COVID vaccine had 113% higher risk of hypothyroidism, meaning the thyroid is underactive. The thing about this is, this causes a significant problem losing weight. Isn't it ironic we had this COVID shot roll out 4 years ago? Now all these people are having these health problems from the COVID shot, and now people are having a harder and harder time losing weight. And I've heard this now from multiple people that have gotten the shot.
Affects organs, thyroid.
That essentially, they've been trying to exercise, they're starting to eat clean, and just weight isn't dropping off. Now, the reason why I bring that up is because this is why we put together the Ultimate Fat Burn Kit, to help out with burning body fat with the cinnamon extract, the berberine, and the ProCut Core. Now, the only thing I didn't add to this kit for New Year's was the thyroid support. If there's an issue with your thyroid, and I recommend you get blood work done, if your TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone, and other hormones with your thyroid are very downregulated or very low, the thyroid support is an incredible supplement for that, in conjunction with the fat burning kit. Because the more that I'm starting to see this now, the more I'm starting to realize that this is becoming a serious problem. And there's a reason why Ozempic just happened to come out now all of a sudden right after this. And they said that Ozempic so far in the last 3 years has brought in $40.6 billion in revenue.
Controls insulin levels, buddy.
Bro, that's money. $40 billion off one drug.
And all those people committed suicide on this.
I mean, this stuff is incredibly profitable. And it's crazy as they go into detail and they start talking about now. Then I'll post this article. It's a long article. I don't want to go into all of it. It talked about how it was used for diabetics, and then it started being used aggressively for people trying to lose rapid weight loss. And it talks about what it does to the body, what it does to the hormones, what it does to the eyesight, what it does to increase cancer, what it does to all these problems. And so, again, be cautious of this. Again, if you have somebody that's morbidly obese and they're trying to get their blood sugar in control to the point where supplements can't even help, and they're 400 or 500 pounds,
this is my favorite one. Similarly, a 2022 study found that commonly reported problems include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, and abdominal pain, an increased risk for acute pancreatitis, which is extremely painful. And thyroid cancer was also noted. Thyroid cancer.
I brought this
just
up.
Brought up the thyroid.
In the mice test that came up, and it was talking about thyroid cancer. Now, how do you know? Here's the crazy part about this. In the studies that are being done with Ozempic showing some of these problems, I wonder what the groups in those test subjects actually had the COVID shot too at the same time or before, a couple years before, and some of these side effects are combining, or this drug is also, when it's mixed with the COVID vaccine, if it's also having health problems. Again, that's just total speculation, but I want to throw that out there to make sure you guys have the newest updates on this stuff, to be very, very careful of it.
You're absolutely right. And the thing about it is that when you have all of these horrible side effects, doesn't it make sense just to try another natural weight loss protocol to start with?
That's what I recommend first. I mean, if you exhaust all options and you're having horrible health problems because of the obesity and blood sugar, and you try supplements and diet and supplements and diet.
But remember, it's not the blood sugar. It's the insulin. It's Syndrome X.
Right.
This is specifically being used to target Syndrome X. And that's elevated insulin with elevated sugar. That's the problem with this drug, is that it was used for diabetes. It's not used for weight loss. But when you lower that insulin, remember we talked about it. Insulin is one of those, there's a hormone that's a storage hormone.
Yep.
And so when you elevate insulin, you're going to store all your extra calories as body fat.
That's why we stack the cinnamon extract with the berberine fat burning stack. The reason why those two go together is because that's exactly what they do. They work the same way that drug does without any side effects.
Now, one other thing, let me share this with you real quick, and this is important. The biggest problem with weight loss is that people start a weight loss protocol and they don't stick with it.
Well, they don't make it a lifestyle. It becomes like a trend or a diet.
It's not. You can't make it a diet, okay? What you've got to do is this. And remember, when you start losing body fat, you start holding water.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, your body will start dumping water. See, I know when I entered the last bodybuilding contest I did, I went for like 3 weeks on chicken and vegetables.
Yeah.
I didn't lose any fat. I didn't lose anything.
Yeah.
And boom, all of a sudden, it kicked in.
Yeah.
And I thought, whoa, and I had to start eating more and more and more because I was basically, you know, burning fat like crazy. Once your body kicks in and gets that insulin under control, it starts losing body fat. I don't care who you are, if you got the right supplements and your thyroid is working right.
Right.
Very, very important. But if you take – if you want to – if you're a woman, a real woman, not a trans woman, and I can't believe I'm saying this. But, you know, it's like that crazy movie again, Crocodile Dundee, right? He grabs this guy by the crotch, and the only thing I can say about that is – if it's TSA, it's not gay, right? and it's just otherwise, it gets pretty weird. So just, you know, remember, if you're trying to lose weight and you're a woman, you want to weigh 120 pounds, put your calories at 1,200. Now, I don't necessarily like counting calories, but here's why I do it to start with. It's for portion control. That's it. You got to learn how much 1,200 calories is. If you're a dude and you want to weigh 180 pounds, you do basically 1,800 calories. Take your ideal body weight and times it by 10. That's the goal here. And then what you do is you eat six small meals a day. So if you want to weigh 120 pounds, okay, divide it by six, that's six 200-calorie meals. 200-calorie meal, if you eat all chicken and vegetables and you keep the fat down in your diet, it's a lot of food. You can eat a lot. Okay, so you're eating constantly, but don't go under 1,200 calories because you start losing lean muscle weight and you lower your basal metabolic rate. Now, and every pound of muscle you lose your lower your basal metabolic rate by 50 calories a day. So if you lose 10 pounds of muscle, now you got to permanently eat 500 less calories a day. That's awful. Plus, your skeletal muscle system provides secondary support for your entire body structure. And without it, you start having all kinds of joint issues. So you don't want to do that. That's why you see these people in these yo-yo diets. I lost 100 pounds. I gained 100 pounds. Every time they lose that weight again, they lose more muscle. Not good. It's like you just said a minute ago, Austin. This isn't about weight loss. It's about dietary change via lifestyle choices. That's what you do. And that same thing with a guy. So then you drink half your body weight in fluid ounces and purified water. No fluorine, no chloride. Those are halogens. The thyroid thinks those things are basically iodine, or the, you know, the, and so it absorbs them. You don't want that. You got to drink half your body weight in fluid ounces. So if you weigh 200 pounds, that's 100 ounces of water a day. Simple math. So times 10 your body weight calories, half your body weight in distilled water or reverse osmosis water every single day. And then try not to eat after 6 p.m. at night unless you do a protein snack right before bed, because you don't need to pile a bunch of calories on at 6 o'clock at night.
No, and let me
or 9 o'clock or 12 o'clock
on there too. One of the best things you can do also too, first thing in the morning, is if as long as you're healthy and in shape, decent shape, is fasted cardio first mm-hmm. thing in the morning. Your insulin's through the floor, your glycogen's through the floor. What happens is, and you don't even have to do a lot.
You release a hormone called glucagon, which burns body fat.
I'm only talking about 10 to 15 to 20 minutes, depending on what's needed for burning body fat in the morning. You don't need a lot. And a lot of times what I used to do, I used to always drink some Muscle Blast, which is basically no calories, and it's amino acids. You drink that while you're doing some cardio, whether it's on like a sit-down bicycle, whether basically you're doing on a treadmill, which I don't like treadmills much, it's hard on the joints. A lot of times the ellipticals are really good for that, or just going outside and going for a walk. I know a lot of people have told me getting up first thing in the morning and just going for a 10-minute walk around the block changes their entire day and mood and energy, because your body's designed to get up and get moving. You're not designed to get up in the morning, lay on the couch, go sit on a computer, sit in a chair for 8 hours and not move. It's not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for your metabolism, especially trying to burn fat. So getting up that first thing in the morning and doing something active right out the gate is crucial and helps out a lot. And also, too, if you're training heavy and you're staying in shape, one thing you got to do if you're doing what we're talking about with the calories, you've got to have essentially a cheat day to reset your thyroid and reset your metabolism occasionally. After about a week or two or 3 weeks, when your body's really getting dialed in, you need to have a day. And I don't mean going out and eating cake and donuts and crap. Bump your calories up about 20 to 30% one day of increased protein and fats. So if you're eating, say, 2,000 calories a day, you need to be 200 pounds if you're a guy. Throw in about 2,400 calories, 2,500 calories one day of increased calories. And what it'll do is it'll boost your metabolism and reset it again. Because if you stay too low for too long and don't come off of it, your thyroid and your metabolism will actually start to down-regulate.
Exactly.
So you got to do those meals occasionally. Usually, I usually stick on the weekend. So during the week, I keep it really
tight. But if you're
going
to do it, eat healthy stuff.
No, that's what I mean. Yeah. Go and add in another thing of like grilled chicken, or throw in some organic rice, or even some organic, you know, basically pasta or something if you want to do that. But don't go in and go out and go eat a bunch of like cheeseburgers and donuts and cake and stuff. That doesn't help.
No, that doesn't help at all. But remember, the reason the Ozempic works is because it regulates insulin.
Right.
It downregulates it. And that's why it's a story. See, when you do the fasted cardio in the morning, you release a hormone called glucagon,
right.
And that glucagon burns body fat. I remember years ago, there was a guy, he wrote, he had a magazine that he had, and he was always talking about fasted cardio first thing in the morning on an empty stomach.
The only time you want to do it fasted. You don't want to be going in late at night and doing all that. You want to do it first thing in the morning.
Because what happens, your body then releases the glucagon. Now, be very careful if you're doing fasted cardio is not to pass out.
Yes.
Because sometimes your blood sugar gets so low, you're going to get dizzy.
Well, and that's why I said do not under any circumstances with fasted cardio do strenuous cardio or HIIT cardio.
No, don't do that.
Do not do that at all. Your heart rate doesn't need to be going 170, 180 beats per minute doing cardio. I'm talking about light walking, cardio on an elliptical, something like that, basically to get your body moving, get your circulatory system moving, and get your metabolism kicking off. But do not under any means go for sprint or walks or go for sprints where you're trying to do HIIT cardio.
No,
go for light walk.
You'll be running on the asphalt. You're going to do a face plant.
Yeah, especially if you're not used to it.
No, don't do it.
I know guys as far as the military or PT when they do early morning fasted cardio, but you're talking about trained athletes and people that do this on a regular basis. They know how their body works. If you're not used to it yet, just go outside. Like I said, walk around your neighborhood for 5 minutes. You're going to walk for 5 minutes.
And what happens is you release glucagon, which burns the fat. Oh, by the way, you know, Maggie Kelly, who's absolutely beautiful, though, even though she now has a Butch Dyke lesbian haircut. Man, she was pretty with that long. Her hair is awful. I mean, what's up with that? And, you know, she now has gotten a big fight with Don Lemon. And clown. Yeah.
Jeez.
So they're basically calling each other racist and telling each
theater
other
theater for the masses.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Red and
circus. But I'm gonna cover this. We have a little bit of mental candy here for a second. Former CNN personality Don Lemon told conservative political commentator with absolutely awful haircut Megyn Kelly to go blank yourself and called her a racist in a rant responding to her joyful reaction to the end of Joy Reid's. I'm really glad Joy Reid's gone. MSNBC show, Lemon, who was terminated by CNN in 2023 after 17 years with a far-left network, appeared to take Kelly's remarks on the Reid being out canceled after receiving abysmal ratings to heart. Joy Reid has viciously mocked the tears of every white person she helped cancel over the years for some imaginary racial slight. She had zero empathy for anyone. Now she wants us to feel sorry for her. We don't. Kelly, who parted ways with NBC herself in 2019, wrote on X. God, it's hardly 6 years ago now. Joy Reid has viciously mocked the tears of everyone. My show had value. Then, of course, Joy Reid says, my show had value. No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Whether it was Black Lives Matter issues, we need to understand 1619 is the real founding of this country. Gaza, the American people have a right to object to little babies being killed. She's right about that one, by the way. The post that probably got her kicked off, honestly. The post that Kelly was responding to featured a clip of Reid tearfully saying her show had value. Well, here's another picture of Megyn Kelly with long hair. She looks better here. So let just one person say to Megyn Kelly, my 30-some years as a journalist and my 50-some years as a person of color, go blank yourself. The left-wing personality fumed. Really classy when they talk like that. You know, I'm going to stop here with all this filthy language, okay? Here's
you're
the thing.
Cover
no,
this.
No. I got into this thing. I'm like,
yeah,
I feel
I'm
like
about, I'm about to pull you out of
no,
it.
No, I feel like
it.
I feel like
I'm going to throw a rope on
somebody's
you.
Somebody threw me a stinking tar baby on this. And I can't shed it right now.
You got to be careful of the stuff people send you.
Well, no, I got this off of Breitbart.
Okay.
I wouldn't think it's
there. You go.
Okay, but here's the thing. Good language. And I'm just going to fuss for a minute. Okay, good language doesn't offend anybody. Okay. Now, I was a foul mouth before I got saved. I was raised in a bar. I have to admit that. I'm not trying to put some halo over my head. But then Jim Rohn had a thing called personal development. You watch it online. I've also got a lot of this covered on my series, Maximum Success. And he talks about how good language doesn't offend anybody and how bad language is going to offend a certain amount of people. And when I go on a date or I talk to somebody and everything is filthy, I put on my dating profile on one of these crazy websites. I said, if all you do is cuss, do not contact me. We're not a match. And you think, well, you shouldn't have to say that. It's that bad. It's unbelievable how much bad language people use. And I'm talking about guys and girls. And you think to yourself, why is it like that? You know, you're not a high-value man or a high-value woman if all you do is use filthy language all the time. Just saying. Every once in a while, I slip and I say something I shouldn't ought to say. But the reality is that why in the world do we have an article here in Breitbart that's this is F, cuss, cuss, cuss all the way through it? This is ridiculous. You know, you say, well,
I got you talking
say,
about
it. Yeah, I say, well, Megyn Kelly's really hot. She's really pretty until she opens that mouth. And, man, what a filthy person she had. What are you going to have put on your tombstone? Here's your epitaph. Man, Megyn Kelly sure could cuss. God, boy, she had a filthy mouth. And you go, okay, well, that's great epitaph. I'm glad you remember me for that.
Anyway, okay. Moving on. No, I got some health stories I want to cover.
I had my four scoops of...
Yeah, I know you did.
I did it again.
The moral of the story, what he was trying to get to, read the room when you're hanging out with people, especially if you can tell certain people are really offended by certain language, tone it down, especially if you're working on it. It doesn't sound educated when you use a bunch of profanity everywhere, but read the room anywhere you go, and especially what you're involved in, especially in business. Sometimes it can be beneficial to use a specific statement or phrase that gets everybody's attention with a specific demographic or group. Certain people do not like that certain phrases, and they do not want to hear them. So read the room. Just something that's what the whole point is getting at there. Anyway,
you buffered that a lot better than I did.
Because you kind of know how to work both sides of the angle. When plant-based eating sends cholesterol soaring.
Good language doesn't offend anybody.
No, you're 100% right about that. Two researchers performed a personal case study showing that their unique metabolic profiles respond in a way that contradicts the standard dietary advice. Listen to this. Harvard medical students switched from their usual meat-based ketogenic diet to a vegan version. His low density, his lipoprotein LDLs, went through the roof. Listen to this right here. This is crazy. So Nordwicks recently conducted an N=1 experiment, a personal case study designed to observe how his body would respond to vegan keto diet. He replaced his typical diet, listen, of beef, eggs, and butter, his favorite, and replaced them with plant-based alternatives such as soy protein, tofu, sesame seed oil, and soybean oil.
God almighty, baby.
You already know where this article is going. Unlike standard regular diets, typically high in carbs, he basically went on a vegan ketogenic diet. So low carbohydrates, but high in fats and high in alleged protein. Listen to this, dude. So when he got his blood work done, Fieldman's results were even more pronounced. His LDL cholesterol, when he was eating beef, eggs, and butter, were at 97 milligrams per deciliter, 97 mgDLs. They went from 97 to 215 after 1 week of the vegan ketogenic diet. 1 week. That's insane increase in LDLs.
Did he have to buy a bra after a few weeks?
He didn't say that. It's probably embarrassing. Probably don't want to bring that up.
Well, no. I'm telling you, that's soy protein.
Reason why they tie in this, the reason why is because the soy protein and the tofu and the soybean oil, it is so inflammatory. We've talked about it for years. So what happens
is the LDL
has to respond. The liver has to start responding with the lipoproteins like that. It has to go through the roof because of the inflammation in the arteries and throughout the rest of the body. That food is so inflammatory and it inflames the gut so bad, the body has to respond to try to maintain and mitigate the inflammation. This is why when we looked at the rats that were eating straight soybean oil and canola oil, they're having enormous problems with brain inflammation and their attention and their mental acuity.
Alzheimer's and aging.
Everything went up. Mm-hmm. So again, another reason why I'm telling you guys, stay away from this vegan plant-based diet. Obviously eating raw vegetables or fresh lettuce or broccoli or stuff like that, that can have good benefits as far as the fibrous aspects. But going on these weird diets that they're putting out there, not so much. And also news, popular artificial sweetener may increase insulin levels now. This is an interesting study here because a lot of times you've heard so many times people talking about how people want to use the artificial or the diet sodas to essentially go in and reduce their blood sugar and not get fat. Well, this article's on aspartame again now. More has come out on aspartame.
I don't know what to say. I read the article, Chronicle of Crime, aspartame, on our website. I wrote it.
They're saying now the new study is showing that aspartame may actually elevate insulin levels, but doesn't elevate sugar levels.
That's exactly what it does.
Increasing long-term risk of heart problems.
And body fat.
Yes, and body fat. And they said it triggers insulin levels, which turns basically into atherosclerosis, to build up a fatty plaque in the arteries because the sugar doesn't go up.
Send me that article, please. Okay. I've got to send that to somebody who's an aspartame addict.
Yeah, and it goes into here when it talks about when mice were fed containing 0.15% aspartame per day for 12 weeks, an amount that corresponds to people drinking about 3 cans of diet soda a day compared to mice without a sweetener-infused diet, the aspartame-fed mice developed larger and more fatty plaques in the arteries and exhibited much higher levels of inflammation.
Makes it hard to lose weight, too. I have a friend of mine who's a pastor. He's drinking a gallon of stuff a day. Now his mind's kind of gotten slippage on him. He's already had bypass surgery. And, you know, I mean, it's on and on and on. And, you know, you don't realize how bad this stuff is. And sometimes you talk to people, though, and they'll order this stuff at the table with you. And you say, you want me to tell you about aspartame?
Yeah.
And most of the time, you know, they say, No.
You're better off using the cane sugar, the brown packet cane sugar in your drink or sweet tea than you are putting aspartame in here. Since aspartame is 200 times sweeter than sugar, and it tricks the body into releasing insulin by activating the sweet taste receptors in the mouth and the gut, signaling the pancreas to prepare for incoming sugar, even though no actual calories or glucose are present, leading to a small insulin spike despite the lack of increased blood sugar. Essentially, the body reacts to a sweetness as if it was real sugar, even though it isn't.
Send me that article. I have to send it out to you
right now.
By the way, real quick, it looks like Megyn Kelly had her hair pulled back in that one picture where it looked like a bushstack. Oh, no, you're going to send me letters. I already know that. So I think her hair is still long. So just don't send me letters on that, please. It's not worth my time. Or your time. Pentagon issues bombshell announcement about egg-shaped UFO case.
Yeah. Do you think these egg-shaped UFOs, you think they're the ones that are stealing all the eggs?
That was really bad. that was a terrible segue. That was awful.
Never mind. That went over. That sounded better in my head.
Give you some more aspartame-free cocoa protein. Oh, my gosh. Oh, by the way, what was the name of that one? What was that one Disney movie that was actually pretty good? But the guy got to take it back. Little kid got taken back in time and went, jumped to that egg-shaped UFO and was flying all over the place. Navigator.
Oh, that's an old movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's clean. It's actually when Disney was Disney and they weren't trying to push a tranny agenda. But the Pentagon has revealed it is now investigating claims made by a government contractor that he retrieved an egg-shaped UFO. Jake Barber came out as a whistleblower in January saying he piloted helicopters during secret missions to collect alien technology. Speaking to News Nation, Barber said he flew 150 feet above an egg-shaped object with no engine or thermal signatures. I saw an egg, a white egg, the pilot explained. It's inconsistent with anything I've ever seen before, Barber said in January. Now the U.S. Department of Defense has confirmed and looking into the case. It's the latest report about this with eggs, with the other 21 other ones. So, you know, it's kind of interesting when you see this and you wonder where this technology comes from. I cover this in depth in Angel Wars. This is the pre-Adamic spaceship fleet that they had before the first flooding of the planet, before Lucifer fell. I cover this in depth in Angel Wars. You got to listen to that video. There's no video on that, but you got to listen to the audio on it. Not everyone is convinced the Pentagon will finally reveal everything about UFOs. Investigative journalist Ross Colcart noted that the new director of the AARO has very limited power when it comes to revealing government secrets. Now, again, this is something that we need to talk about for a second because, again, I had another guy come out and send me more information yesterday on how now they're actually talking about chemtrails in the Trump administration and what they're talking about as far as how it affects health. All of this stuff, the chemtrails are used to detect. One of the reasons they're being used is to detect exotic propulsion systems on the upper ionosphere, in other words, UFOs. It's also used for over-the-distance radar. All of this stuff with these chemical trails that they're pumping on us, this geoengineering they're doing. But if they're really using it to detect exotic propulsion systems, they can shoot these things down. They've been around for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years, depending on how long you want to think the Earth has been around with the pre-Adamic race. All of this stuff is very interesting to me because we're hearing more and more about it with the Pentagon now actually talking about it openly, Austin.
I don't think that also, too, well, it's switching on the other side of it, that a lot of the weather warfare is also based off the chemtrails they're using as far as being able to control a lot of weapon systems as far as the directed energy weapons.
Yes. You know, when Tesla did the Tunguska experiment,
yeah,
I believe he
did. We talked about this. That's a crazy story.
With the Wharton-Cliffe Tower, I think it was 1908, when he cranked that sucker up and sent an energy beam across the planet, which is very odd to me that it could hit Siberia and knock out hundreds of thousands of acres of forest, okay, if that's what happened. I'm just saying that. The other thing that's really odd to me, too, with the directed energy weapon, how did it do the curvature of the Earth on the other side of the planet? I'm not going there today. You guys will basically send me letters and all that. And by the way, I already know the answer to that. Why there is no relief ahead for high used car prices. Wow. Factory disruptions 3 years ago are coming back to haunt the automobile industry. Used vehicle shoppers are finding stubbornly high prices at the dealership lot unless you try to sell your used car, trade it in.
No, that's the ironic part. Now, the dealers have they gotten such a high horse during COVID where
they got so greedy,
so much money. Now what they're doing is, you go to trade in a vehicle. Say you go to trade in, say, an F-250. they're saying, well, the truck's worth $50,000 now. You know, but sticker on it a year ago was $85,000. They were going to give you $50,000. Well, then you trade it in. You lose your butt on them, hypothetically. Well, then all of a sudden you see the truck listed on their website for $85,000, a couple thousand off sticker.
Yeah.
And then you go to talk to them or somebody's talking, they will not come off them. That's the price of it. Well, and so they figured out now that this is the next realm on how to really rip off.
Well, and what they say here, and this is not accurate. This is diffusion and obfuscation. It says it's hard to find used cars, senior vice president said. One of the biggest U.S. car dealer groups said at a Detroit conference this month, it's going to be like that for the next 2 years. Now, there's a reason it's hard to find used cars. People can't trade them in.
That's exactly right.
Because they're upside down in them. Because this is it was 5 years ago with COVID. And so 5 years ago, they put these things on a 7-year payment plan.
Yeah.
And they're upside down, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000. I've seen
$40,000. There was a video. I should have saved it. Somebody sent it to me on social media, and it was a dealer, and they were doing a call. And the guy can send it to me. He's like, don't put my name on it. He had bought a G-Wagon, Mercedes G-Wagon.
Oh, nice car.
He was upside down $88,000. He rolled negative equity, like $20,000negative into it, paying way too much in 2022, wanted to get out of the payments when they traded it now. They're like, bro, you still owe like $190,000 on this G-Wagon. It's worth like $110,000.
That's why the used car market is so dried up. That's why when you go to trade your vehicle in, do yourself a favor. If you can, if the dealer lets you do a pass-through to save the income, in some cases,
some dealers, too, also, if you get to know them, you work with different dealers. Some of them will do consignment with you as well. They'll list your car for you, and basically you pay them a percentage after it sells, and a lot of times you'll still get a lot more than you do.
Well, those dealers are great, but it's hard for a regular, like a Chevy dealer, to do that because of liability reasons.
Right.
So because they can't basically insure
the vehicle. Well, it usually has to be basically a higher-end used dealership. It can't usually be a
Chevy. But if you have to, run the car on eBay.
Yes.
And do an open auction on it, and get a buyer for it and do a pass-through. In other words, what that means, let's say you trade a vehicle in and they're offering you $15,000 at the dealership.
Yeah.
Okay. And you run it on eBay and it pulls $30,000.
Right.
Well, that means the dealer would have sold it for $30,000.
Or not more.
See if the dealer will let you use the pass-through, and you bring the buyer to them and see if they'll give you $30,000 for the used car.
Sometimes they'll charge you a fee. They'll charge you a percentage.
They may charge you $1,000.
Yeah.
But that's going to save you $15,000, and that way you save $1,800 in sales tax in Florida.
I mean, sometimes, too, that also, too, helps you get out from underneath the vehicle if you're a little upside down in it. That'll help you get out of it and at least cash out. So you're not there, because there's nothing worse than having to sell a vehicle and come up with cash to sell a vehicle. Oh, you owe 30 on it. It's basically worth 15. You owe us 15,000. And that's how people get upside down. They roll negative equity with a negative equity.
No, let me tell you the worst case scenario I've ever seen. It was by a family member, and I still can't believe this happened. I had helped them buy a Honda Civic for like $12,000 many years ago, and they basically didn't like the car anymore. They didn't come to me, and they went and bought a Mitsubishi something or another, and they bought the old model of it that was sitting on the lot for a year
or something
like that. Been on the lot for a year, and they paid like $25,000 for it. It was worth like $10,000, and so immediately they had a $15,000 negative equity. Boom, like that. Boom, done. And then they got – the payments were so high, the thing broke down on them 5 times in 1 year. They traded it on another used Explorer. Boom, another $10,000 negative equity.
And now it builds.
Pretty sure it's $25,000, $30,000 upside down, and the individual had to file bankruptcy. Again.
And see that, you know, what the guy was talking about in that video with the negative equity, he said the problem is, he goes, people roll this negative equity, and it starts off usually you have $10,000, $20,000 in negative equity. He goes, the problem is nobody wants to see it through and make the disciplinary changes to pay more money on it every month to get the truck under equity. They want to, okay, well, I'm sick of this car in a year or two. I want to swap it out. Well, then they go, well, you're still negative equity. Roll that into another vehicle. And he goes, the problem with it is, he goes, you're better off doing a lease, which sometimes isn't very cost effective, but at least with a lease, which I don't recommend leases in most cases, but at least with a lease,
you know the amount of money
you know the fixed money that you have. If you're on a budget, you're putting that money every month. When you go to get rid of the car in 3 years, you don't have any equity because you're trading the car in as a lease, but at least you know you're not going to be upside down in the car
and,
in 2 or 3 years.
And a lot of these leasing agents are way upside down, especially in these electric vehicles they've leased.
Some of the leases right now are insane. I've seen some ones like $5,000 down. I'm like, $200 a month payment on a lease for two, three years.
Well, Chevy had this one last year. I forgot which one it was.
It was that Volt or something.
No, it wasn't a Volt. That was a different one. But what it had, it basically was like $7,000 down for 2 years and no payments. and you walk away. And the car was like $45,000. And quite frankly, that's a heck of a deal. If you could, but it's all electric. It's not.
No, hybrid. See, that's done. That's why they're doing that.
Well, if you could go ahead and if you had a commute every day that was 50 miles and 50 miles back, and you could charge it every night, that's a pretty good deal. But you can't take it cross country.
It's a
golf cart's what it is.
Yeah.
By the way, Tesla sales, thinking of golf carts, except for that Plaid. That Plaid's got 1,000 horsepower.
It still holds fairly decent from the market I've looked on. They're not dropping too bad.
I rode one the other day.
You tried another one?
Yeah, David has one.
Oh, yeah.
And I was up there in St. Louis, and I couldn't believe how stinking fast that car was.
Oh, yeah, they're quick, man.
But it's very...
But they're soulless.
And it doesn't... It was funny because it was so fast, but it doesn't handle very well.
No.
And so he changed lanes with it. I felt as though he was going to flip it. And in fact, David even said, you need to slow it down.
Well, the thing is, when you start getting to that level of power, when you're starting dealing with hypercars and you're dealing with Koenigseggs or Bugattis or Lamborghinis and stuff, those cars are all engineered and designed to handle on a level that's unprecedented on the track and on the street.
With a thousand horsepower.
When you start taking a car that looks like an Accord that doesn't have that level of technology
and suspension.
No. And the chassis. But the chassis on the vehicle, that has to be unbelievably rigid.
Well, there was so much body roll when he made a change.
Exactly, right. The whole body flexes on it.
And I thought, whoa. But anyhow, here's the good news. Tesla sales, of course, what did Musk get? $45,000, $50,000 in government money to do Tesla and all the rest of these projects he has. That's why he's so wealthy. I just want to mention that. Let me start off with $50 billion, see how I do. Tesla sales have plunged 45% last month across Europe. Well, rival car maker saw a surge in electric vehicles demand, which I don't believe that. This is MSN, so I don't believe half the stuff it says. The Elon Musk-led company registered only 9,000 cars in January, down from 18,000 a year ago, according to the European model. So you can't tell me that Musk is down 50%, but overall sales went up. That's a complete lie.
Math doesn't.
Tesla's shares fell 8.4% Tuesday in New York, sending the company's market value back to below $1 trillion. The stock has tumbled 25% this year. There's no way that company's worth $1 trillion. Just saying. It's nonsense.
Now, you got to remember, though, Tesla's tied in with SpaceX, which is tied in with Starlink, which is all DOD money. That's where a lot of the valuation comes from, the stuff with Tesla and a lot of the platforms that they're getting, because the amount of DOD money that gets injected into it.
Well, when you have this unlimited amount, and that's what's funny to me with his, with all of this stuff that Doge is finding about all this government waste, right? But Tesla's business empire is built on $38 billion in government funding.
It's literally, it rides on the defense budget. This is a perfect example right here, the 15 largest defense budgets in the world. Tell me we don't have a spending problem in the Department of Defense. You've got China, which has an enormous military, is barely even a quarter of our Pentagon budget. Barely a quarter. Russia's like a sixth. I mean, all these other countries, I mean, $100 billion in defense is an enormous amount of money for almost every country in the world.
You think
it a trillion.
Remember, Germany's $86 billion. We sent hundreds of billions to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Hundreds of billions.
Yeah.
Which throws our defense budget through the roof. Right. If you want to include
that, the money we sent to Ukraine is not included in the defense budget.
Well, I know.
That's a whole other animal. You start going to that, you're looking at probably $1.5, $1.8 trillion in all the money we've spent as far as other countries and our defense
budget. That's how we always do. That's why we're in such debt, so all these other governments and all these other wars that we find. Now Zelensky's finally come over to see Trump this week to sign off that trace mineral deal as far as all those rare precious metals and stuff they have in the
Always
Ukraine.
Always remember, BlackRock got the contract to rebuild Ukraine.
$1 trillion.
Who do you think's going to own Ukraine now?
He's own all his mineral rights.
There you go. It ain't going to be the United States population that pays taxes, even though it looks like the COVID shot again. We spend taxpayer money that's stolen from us, is given to somebody else to handle something, and then when it's done and everything fails, they get to have all the residual value of everything that occurs. And we're stuck with taxpayer
money. They're called vulture capitalists. And what's now Trump is basically coming in with a gold card. So if a person has $5 million they'd like to donate to our federal government, they have a real quick track citizenship and work rights and everything else in the United States.
I mean, if you got 5 million, you're probably a halfway decent citizen.
Yeah, well, maybe. And then, now, of course, you know, New Zealand does the same thing with that, too. If you got a bunch of money, you go to New Zealand. Otherwise, they don't want you there. They don't want you there on the welfare rolls. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Let's bring in 20 million people that can't pay their bills and have to be on the welfare rolls.
Let's spend $52 million a week on high-end housing hotels in New York so we can house everybody that's not supposed to be here.
Give me an opportunity to invest in that hotel. That'd be great. Money
guaranteed
in the bank.
Income.
Now, but the thing about it is that all these judges are blocking all this stuff now. So, I mean, how much of this stuff's actually going to happen? Oh, by the way, this is an interesting article. I just want to just vent for a second on this. And they're actually got a guy right now who's basically trying to, you know, run for Congress or running for the Senate or whatever. And he's basically saying that he doesn't want any more money going out to anybody in the country or in the world as far as government aid, including Israel. Now, I thought that was very, very interesting. This is a guy named Massey, and he's teasing a Senate run. However, the Jewish GOP group, this is the front page of Zero Hedge, so I'm not making this up. The Jewish GOP group threatens unlimited spending to stop him.
Funny.
It's because, well, remember, these are dual Israeli citizens.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Kentucky, remember, Israel is one of the richest countries in the world. Thomas Massey is teasing a potential run for Mitch McConnell's Senate seat in 2026, and a Jewish Republican group is already threatening to – these are what I would call these neocons – already threatened to unleash unlimited spending to thwart any such bid given his frequent opposition to legislation pushed by the pro-Israel lobby. On Thursday, Massey posted a poll on X asking if he should stay in the House or run for the Senate, and 67% want him to run for the Senate. The libertarian-minded Massey opposes all foreign aid. I agree with him. I do. I really do. Until we balance our budget, we don't need to do this. And we can't ever balance our budget because of the Federal Reserve. At his own political peril, he dares to make no exception for the state of Israel, which is among the world's richest countries. He has also voted against legislation that would infringe on free speech by, for example, punishing colleges that allow students and professors to say the wrong things about Israel. In other words, a professor says, well, maybe you shouldn't be putting machine guns to little kids in Gaza. And, you know, Joy Reid made that mistake, too. That's probably one of the reasons she's gone. So all of a sudden, you can't say that, or now you're going to be fined, or you're going to be kicked out of the school, or you're going to be fired as a professor.
Find out who you cannot criticize, and you'll find out who
is. Well, the Rothschild banking cartel, they run everything through the Federal Reserve. And add it all up and stir in the fact that he's a member of the party whose legislators most universally toe the pro-Israel line. And Massey is likely the House representative of a pro-Israel lobby would most likely to eliminate the idea of him. Listen to this. Listen to me. This is important. The idea of him ascending to the Senate has pro-Israel forces racing to DEFCON 1. If Tom Massey chooses to – go ahead. What are you saying?
No. How about we're focused on actually getting America back up and running and getting our infrastructure back? Isn't it funny that everybody's always concerned about a country that does zero for the United States? Just thought I'd throw that out there.
I love this. Thomas Massey has publicly stated that every Republican member in Congress except himself has an American-Israeli Political Action Committee babysitter to ensure they vote in line with the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee interest. This is why Trafficking says...
He said a babysitter?
Mm-hmm. This is why Trafficking said that we're basically the United States, BI, you know, that word. And he's basically that they control us and they control both houses of Congress. And, of course, he was killed or dead.
Everybody in Congress has...
I'm going to read that again.
Wow, that's a
Thomas Massey has publicly stated that every Republican member of Congress, except himself, has an AIPAC babysitter to ensure they vote in line with the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee interest. Remember, they have 40,000 employees and volunteers. This is a huge, huge group. If Massey does not run for Senate, spending by the RJC and other pro-Israel groups on the race could make it an extraordinarily pricey race. So I wanted to read this to you guys. So in case you think we're the only people saying stuff about this, now Breitbart has posted this article about this. I'm sorry, Zero Hedge has. Breitbart won't do it because they're pro-Israel. But this is interesting that Zero Hedge would actually post this. I posted this article. You guys could read it. But I want to read that to you today. And you think about it for a second. If we had the same article come out and said that Russia basically had a Russian babysitter for every member of Congress,
that they were going to spend endless amounts of money trying to block him.
That they were going to, Russia's going to DEFCON 1 to pretend. It would be international news.
Everybody would be talking about it.
The only people that I've seen besides Zero Hedge you know, to talk about this stuff is going to be us this morning. And so ask yourself a question. If the companies or the people or the podcasts that you're listening to aren't covering that story this morning, who's paying their bills?
Well, my thing I always say is this. If you can't have a discussion, a topic discussing both sides and ask questions, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Who's running the show behind the scenes? Because I've seen this happen too many times now where I've gotten with podcasters, I've gotten with media guys on alt media, and all of a sudden they go, we can talk about this, but we don't talk about this. We talk about everything, even though it hacks everybody off and I get all kinds of angry emails all the time. It's okay, because you know what? I still appreciate you guys, even the guys that get mad at me, because at the end of the day, nobody's going to agree on everything, but everybody has a right to bring up a topic and ask a question. You always have a right to ask a question. Never forget that. Any group, any person, any politician, any action committee, any lobbyist that says, you can't talk about this, you can't question what we're doing, question everything they're doing after that statement, because that's exactly what Anthony Fauci did to the American population. Do not ask questions. I am science. If you question me, you question science. This is what we're doing. This is the mandate. This is the shot. Do not ask questions. Be very careful, you know, if you start having people act like that about any topic, you know, especially the country.
Well, you know, there were enough people that didn't wear the masks who didn't take the shots, which is rare, by the way. But there were probably 10, 15% of us that said, you know what, how about no? How about we're not going to wear masks, and how about we're not going to get a shot? And, you know, we were the ones that stood against that firing squad, which is what it was. Metaphorically, it was a firing squad against us.
It was a social firing squad, because everybody ostracized you everywhere you went. It was constant conflict.
I got in a constant conflict.
Everywhere it was an argument, it was a fight. Speaking of constant conflicts, this is a topic that I want to bring up to everybody. Texas rancher allegedly killed with an IED attacked by cartel terrorists on his property.
I'm sure that's something got funneled through Ukraine.
It may have been a landmine. I don't know yet.
Well, they may have come from Ukraine. Maybe we may have sent Ukraine landmines. We don't know.
Oh, yeah. I've already sent a text out to one of my good buddies who's involved in a lot of different contracting, asking him of the validity of this. But apparently, Texas Agriculture Commission released a shocking statement about a rancher that was blown up allegedly with an IED. I was killed. This vehicle there. This isn't going to go softly. I've told you guys before, the cartels are heavily armed. There's videos of them walking around with AT-4 rocket launchers. There's videos that I've seen of them inside of armored vehicles with 50 caliber Barretts, with machine guns and belt feds and every single thing that likes across military, conflicts. There's a reason why they have these weapons. We gave them the weapons. All you got to go back. Do you want just direct evidence without even questioning it? Go back to Eric Holder's complete and total buffoonery with Fast and the Furious, where we walked 2,500 weapons, including machine guns and 50 caliber weapons, to the Mexican drug cartel, and then accidentally lost all of them.
Yeah, 50 caliber Barretts, the finest, sniper rifle in the world. Well, maybe the Lapua could be right there with it.
The Lapua is probably as far as with it. It's more of a refined, but the 50 caliber is just a blunt instrument at a long range, and it does everything. It's anti-personnel, it's anti-aircrafts, anti-vehicles, anti-everything.
And I've shot the 50 before, and I tell you what, that is one accurate piece of equipment.
And these guys have gotten a plethora of them.
We were plinking targets at 700 yards like it was nothing.
Yes.
I mean, ringing a man-sized 3/4-inch steel silhouette every single time.
But
we
the
shot.
Reason why I bring this up is for all my good Patriot friends and everybody that likes to train and stay active, this is just another reason that you need to make sure you're staying active with your firearms, making sure you're keeping them clean, making sure you're keeping your ammo dry, making sure you know how your weapon systems operate and staying up to date on them every year. Because at the end of the day, this thing is going to start spilling over, in my opinion, in the United States with the amount of illegals and gang members and cartel that are already here in the United States with what happened with this massive immigration the last couple of years. You talk to anybody in Texas, you talk to people out in Colorado, you talk to people here in Florida that I know, local law enforcement and sheriff and SWAT team, to what they're dealing with. It is unprecedented how many people have come here that want to do direct harm to the United States. That's not fear porn. That's not me being weird. That's me telling you there are people here that want to do nothing more than harm other people. Just a fact of life. So make sure you're prepped, you're in shape, and you know how to actively train for situations that could occur. Will they ever? I don't know. I'm not just speculating. But at the end of the day, when you start seeing alleged IED attacks on Texas ranchers while they're driving around their property towards the border, that's a telltale sign that stuff's starting to encroach rapidly.
I remember when I took my concealed weapons training many decades ago.
Yeah.
I remember the guy, the instructor said, most people don't understand that there are certain people here in Polk County that would just soon see you gutted or shot or killed, and they'll do it for $5. They don't care.
They're sociopaths. They'll do it, and they won't even think about it.
Well, no, and many of them are all drugged out of their minds. And that's why it's so important to realize that, you know, be very, very careful. Like Grady Judd always says, just leave everybody alone. Don't be pushing people in Polk County. We're all armed.
Well, and that's the thing. I try to warn people about road rage down here in Florida.
Careful.
I'm not gonna try to paint some halo over Florida. We have a serious problem with firearm related incidences with road rage. We really do. It's a problem down here.
You're running down the highway with machine
guns. People getting mad. I mean, there was a giant shootout with a bunch of biker gangs on I-4 not that long ago. They're going down the interstate shooting at each other with machine Glock pistols on the interstate on motorcycles, to the point they had to shut down I-4 to do investigation on evidence with all the brass that was littered over the interstate. That barely got any news footage because, well, it's not real good for tourism, because I was about 10 miles down the road from Disney. Just thought I'd throw that out there. There's a problem with some people. If they're a problem and you're in the way, make sure you know how to contain the situation. You know what to do. Just throw that out there.
You remember that time we were? Remember that time we were in Germany and we got to go to the Mercedes AMG factory?
Yes.
Remember that? And they had this blue S-Class there that was, that was fully armored.
Full hard armored up.
Hard armored. The whole car. The car weighed like 10,000 pounds.
Yeah, it was level 6.
And it basically had it was powder blue. The car was powder blue. The dash was powder blue. The entire car was powder blue. And then
the windows were that thick on it. Yeah, maybe you want to roll them down partially.
And then what was interesting, they had a satellite phone on the dash on a hook.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. Well, I didn't have a car, you know, it's a cell phone. And I said, why does it have a cell phone? They said, we don't have a cell phone. It won't work in this car.
It's all sats.
They set up, they opened the trunk for us, remember?
Yep.
And they had a cell phone jammer in the trunk.
And jammed everything, and I don't remember what the range was.
I think it was a half mile range.
It was a mile, but they flip it on. Every single cell phone gets jammed for IED roadside bombs.
And some prince in Saudi or Kuwait or somebody had bought the thing, and I said, why does he need a cell phone jammer? IEDs. Because when they see his limo coming, they don't want somebody using a cell phone to trigger a bomb.
It was on run flats. It had American radiator armor, so basically the rounds couldn't go in the radiator. That thing was, I mean, it was cool. It was a cool car.
It was a beautiful car, too.
I don't remember what the sticker was, because it was weird because they did it. It was like they brought in a sub company through the AMG factory. It was, put it this way, no normal person could access this vehicle and got what he got done.
Well, no, it had the V12.
Yeah.
It had 607 horsepower with 738 foot-pounds of torque, if I remember. And I thought to myself, wow. Because that'll push that 9,000 pounds around.
Oh, you have to. Yeah, you can't.
Otherwise,
have a four banger.
Oh, yeah, it'd be all. You can't. If you have to try to escape from something, it's not going to go anywhere. No. When you put a V12 behind it, it'll kick it up. By the way, more of the same. Germany now has resumed inbound. I mentioned this a second ago. Afghan flights after the legacy party survived the election scare. The German government's resumed flights for Afghan refugees and for Pakistan and from all over the world after a temporary suspension during the election campaign. On Tuesday, hundreds of Afghans and arrived in Berlin, marking the first group to be transported since the election results secured power for the legacy parties, CDU and the SPD, who are expected to form a government coalition. In other words, more of the same old garbage in Germany that we basically, you know, saw before. According to the Welt, a German newspaper, they've accepted more than 48,000 Afghan refugees last few years, with almost 36,000 classified as particularly endangered by the federal government. Reports indicate the cost of these relocations amounted to hundreds of millions of euros. Wow. And this new guy, Mr. Merz, who was the head guy of BlackRock over there in Germany, is now the chancellor, and he's pushing the same old Klaus Schwab garbage.
Same crap, bro. Same crap, different person, what they're going to push. And that's why the best thing to do is keep focusing on locals, keep focusing on communities, keep trying to do the best you can, keep your family and health strong, because quite frankly, these guys, they don't care as far as about people's health. They want everybody to be as sick as possible all the time.
But they're easier to control.
It makes the most money and super easy to control. I've told you that before. If you're super sick and you don't feel good, you're not really wanting to go do anything or push back. So again, keep your body strong. If you guys need anything too, the 3-pack special. A lot of people are asking me about this. Yes, it is available on the website. 3-pack Ultimate Multiple, 3-pack GHI. A lot of those things we're putting together on the website for people to basically stock up, especially if they're going out of town this summer. Need anything? Team Health Masters. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, my friends. Appreciate your support. We'll talk again tomorrow on this show, as always.
Hey, I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Got to pray for you again. Thanks for the feedback on the show. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for buying your supplements from us. And thank you very much for praying for us. It means the world to me and to Austin. You guys are absolutely amazing, and have a blessed day. I love you guys.